It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello, welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside of me are the world famous Pot Brothers at Law and Mr. Joe Grande. And you are now tuned in to the greatest cannabis show at MJ BizCon.
Yeah.
I say actually in the world, bottom line. And thank you guys for listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101. All around the world, 136 countries and counting. We appreciate you guys checking out our podcast. If you ever want to call us up and say hello, make sure you do. 1-800-420-1980. That's the number to give us a call. And make sure you check out our Instagram pages and the website for all the news and information, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. That's at Cannabis Talk 101 and CannabisTalk101.com. My brothers are at Pot_Brothers_@_Law.
Yes.
Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. My brother Blue, the creator, the mastermind, is at Christopher Wright.
Hello.
And I am at Joe Grande 52.
Yes.
And you guys, we have a very special guest here on the show today. Not only are we here for day one of MJ BizCon in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, and I first want to start off by thanking our wonderful team that's with us out here today. Without you guys, we wouldn't even be here to be able to do it. So off top, thank you to the team that's all here. We greatly, greatly appreciate you all so much.
Yes.
That's without a doubt saying. But now, when I think of cannabis, it starts in one place, Mark.
A seed?
Thank you. Cannabis starts with a seed, folks.
Yes.
And when you think of seeds, Blue, who do you think of?
Rocket Seeds.
We have the CEO of Rocket Seeds, Van Coast Seeds, Seeds Tracker Tech, and Green Affiliates. She wears many hats, but not one right now. Her hair is just colored so beautifully. She's shining
color.
Like a star.
Shining.
Landra from Rocket Seeds, the CEO, is with us today. Thank you for coming on the podcast with us here at MJ Biz. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Can I have a question first?
Wow. Welcome to the show. Here we go. He finally shows up.
Marks a lot of talk, huh? You're here?
This is what I've noticed is every time I see you at a convention, tell me if this is true or not, but your hair's a different color.
I've just been messing around. I don't know what I like right now, but you're right. It's been like this for a few months.
Every time.
I think it was blue last time.
He didn't notice me. It's like 3 or 4, and he's like,
hello.
We went red. We went dark. It's just been fun.
Well, it always looks good. I like it. And, you know, that's what Rocket Seeds does for you.
Yes.
When that was your first start-off question, Mark?
Yeah,
I mean, that's the way you're going to go with it, huh?
So,
that's what we do. Hardcore journalism here.
Super educational, Mark. Super educational.
I actually liked it because earlier, Landra and I were talking. I talked about her hair as well. I go, I love the highlights. Jeez, what is that? What is that in there? A beautiful sherbet?
Yeah.
And she literally said, so I did that, though, off mic, not on mic.
Okay, back to the seeds.
Let's get to it, Landra. I mean, you've done so many things. You're the CEO of Rocket Seeds. You don't just jump into a gig like that. I want to know your story because, once again, somebody doesn't become the CEO of a major company like that. Because when I say major company like that, you guys, let's just face it, thousands of clients around the world, not around the city of Los Angeles, not around Orange County, not around anywhere, around the world, have come to depend on Rocket Seeds as a trusted source for thousands of quality cannabis seeds and at a very fair price. They also offer safe delivery strategies for all your seed orders. And not only that, they've been working with the Pot Brothers at Law to making sure that they can deliver the seeds because a seed is not cannabis.
That's correct.
It isn't? Joe.
It's funny. Joe, Mark, you're the one who said it, correct?
Can you mail a seed? Can you mail a cannabis seed?
After reading the memo that you wrote from the offices of the Pot Brothers at Law, I recall that you can.
Well, I'll tell you something about that memo that was so great and eloquently written. My brother actually wrote it.
Was it your brother that wrote it?
My brother wrote it, but it's still Pot Brothers at Law.
I think Landra helped write it.
I mean, at the end of the day, we went back and forth on that, but I mean, just even get anyone to write that for us took me about 3 years. I've talked to so many lawyers. I've gone through so many different like things just to get there. Like, the Pot Brothers definitely helped us go forward and like push our vision for what it is.
Yeah. They were scared, and when you look at the law, like we dove into, it is not illegal because there's no THC. And that kind of blew my mind when we first found out.
It blows my mind, too, when you say that, actually. Honestly, it makes me go,
There's no THC.
Well, so, and when it comes to like new stores or when we enter a new state, that's always everyone's first thing. They're like, seeds. I'm like, you can eat them. You're not going to get high. You're not going to fail a drug test. Like, it's literally a hemp right now. It's not until it's cultivated and it's growing that it's changing.
Correct.
You know, I think it's interesting that, you know, that seeds don't have THC in them, right? Because you'd think they do.
Right.
Not until they flower.
But not until they flower, which is amazing. And then, you know, so where did you guys come up with the Rocket Seeds brand? I mean, how did that come about?
You know, Rocket Seeds is something we really launched this year more than anything. We started off as Crop King Seeds, who's been around for like 10 years.
Definitely. Right. Seen them forever, yes.
And
yes.
For the last 3 years, I brought their wholesale here to the USA, and I helped kick that off. And from there, we've just been growing and expanding and just continuing to dominate. Like, we don't see a reason to stop.
When you came to us, you were telling us of problems that with shops, stores, wherever you were going, they were afraid that they weren't sure it was legal. What kind of stores were you dealing with that come to the top of your head that were saying, no, we don't want it, but then maybe change their mind after that letter?
So, okay, I've been in cannabis for about 8 years now, and especially like over here in California, and most people think seeds, you go dispensaries. When we do trade shows and travel, we're in about 40 states with Vanco Seeds. We just had a bird store pick us up.
A bird store?
A bird store pick us up throughout.
Bird seed.
I know that you were excited about that one. So we have a bird store. We have antique shops, gas stations, grocery stores, hydro stores.
Awesome.
There's a CBD cafe. We have regular coffee shops that carry us on their counter. I mean,
love it.
We kind of get to be everywhere. It's that novelty item. Yes. You don't really
As you
see
say
it.
Novelty, novel. I have a recommendation. You should put them in novelty shops and say we're growers,
oh,
not
we're
showers.
Comic
we're
book
growers,
stores and
not
everything
showers.
As well with that one. Yes.
You know, and as you say all this about Rocket Seeds, it says on the website established in 2005 out of Canada. Is that what it is?
It started up in Canada, and we were focused on Crop King throughout. And it took us a few years till we fixed every brand and what we decided, and then we pushed forward. So we didn't really launch forward with all these brands or with Rocket Seeds till about this year, but it's been around since 2005.
I love the fact that it's been around so long. How does the owner of this company come up with this concept of going, I'm going to make it, because now it feels like it's your target of Rocket Seeds, right? It's your Costco. It's what you want to go to get a quality seed. That's where you're going to go.
Definitely. And that's also what how he comes up with it. That's why we started Seed Tracker, the next part of our evolution with Rocket Seeds on there, tracking all the seeds. The
you know, explain that a little more, though, too. What is Seed Tracker?
Well, you know, what's crazy is that when we had a conversation about the Seed Tracker, I was so just like, no one has that? You know? I mean,
and not only that, it's so dope, like, but I just wanted to explain it. It comes in a cool package with a little bubble around the seed.
Beautiful.
It's dope.
But let's have you explain it.
Well, Seed Tracker is something that we're working with Rocket Seeds first, and we're going to open it up to all different merchants, all other seed brands as well on there. But it's for people to verify. I mean, we all see our COAs. I mean, I've done enough trade shows in the last 3 years to know that people collect seeds, and they literally are like, nah, I haven't even popped those beans. I just want it because of the packaging. And you're just like, oh, okay. So it'd be nice to see like how many people are actually purchasing seeds to grow, how many are actually just collecting them because they haven't seen something like that.
Landry, I've saved mine. All bullshit aside, as you say that, it's exactly what I've done, and I like the packaging. It has the bubble. It's so awesome. Looking, I'm like, oh, I want to shoot this.
I'm growing one of mine.
Are you?
I'm already growing.
Which one?
The one that you gave us. My son.
Autoflowers, maybe?
Yes, it's
we
an autoflower.
Everything.
It is
so
an autoflower. 100%.
We tried to expand on this, and I was like, we need regular, feminized autoflower, hemp. Yeah. I want F1,
everything.
Like a fast version. Like,
it's
we
the autoflower.
Try it all.
It
you
is
know?
The autoflower. Yeah.
And for somebody listening, Landry, if they really like want to do like exactly what Blue's doing and his son's doing and everybody else that's out there that's done it, but someone's quote unquote bashful, afraid, nervous to pull that trigger, walk me through. And I believe it's as simple as, you know, I go to rocketseeds.com, place an order, and it gets delivered to me.
Oh, yeah. And we do everything express mail. So it'll get there 3 days, tracking number. You can order online with us. If you have questions or, you know, you're looking for anything in specific, we do have reps online available 24/7, a hotline you can call or email us, and they'll help you find what
you
Do
you personally answer the call?
That'd be great.
Sometimes if I'm walking in the room and no one, I'll answer a call.
Hello, Landry, Rocket Seeds.
I will. I
love it. That's
great. They've also done fake calls, and they've, like, listened to me, the manager, and he'll be like, ooh, you didn't do that right. And I'll be like, oh, man.
Yeah, well, and the other thing about you guys is, as we're heard in 136 different countries, you guys also ship worldwide.
We do.
So if you're listening to this and you're somewhere where it's maybe taboo, it wouldn't be taboo to get a seed delivered to you.
I mean, well, we have India, Japan, Australia, New Zealand.
Now, what is that regulation there? I'm wondering, yeah, Mark, do you have any idea?
I can only speak to the USA. You know,
that's what I'm wondering.
We could talk to a Taiwanese attorney pretty soon and ask.
But why wouldn't they be able to get a seed? It has no THC in it.
You know, they can, but agricultural laws, seeds are still agricultural laws. It's like going into Hawaii. If I'm growing in with those seeds, I have to declare them.
Right.
You know, it just depends on where you are. Phytosanitary certificates are needed for certain countries just to get seeds in. There's so many little things that play into that I think most people overlook. And even though we're cannabis, we're still agriculture.
And they need legal counsel in all these countries. You get advice from legal counsel,
expensive bill for
from other places and other countries and stuff like that.
Where do you have lawyers? Everywhere. Not in 50 states.
Everywhere we can sell them.
294 countries, all of them.
To the moon.
That being said, Landry, what is the number one market so far for you guys with tracking this? I mean, who in the world buys the most seeds from Rocket Seeds?
Oh my gosh, who right now? It changes. You know what's been so fun is we've been fixing our back end of our site, and I've been able to see the growth. So when New York changed their laws, like, it skyrocketed. But now I can see, like, New Mexico just changed and wrote in their laws that seeds are a novelty, and it's like exclusively written in their law that way. So now everyone from New Mexico is just jumping and calling, and we can kind of feel like it's interesting how people come in, they go for heirlooms, then classics, and you can like see people grow into exotics and kind of change throughout.
I still want the good stuff, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you have to learn, and like when you first start or see it, you're like, Durban Poison, Green Crack, Blue Dream. You're just thinking of classics, like original
what
strain.
What you know. You're like, I heard of that. I'll
and
take
then
that
you're
one.
Like, oh, cookies? Oh, Girl Scout cookies? What's that one?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah, right? Like, let me try this. Speaking of which, does anybody have any cookies? It's Cannabis Talk 101. We have Landry, the CEO of Rocket Seeds, with us. We'll take a break and come back with a lot more questions. We'll be right back after this.
Learn.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 live here at MJ BizCon with Rocket Seeds. Landra has got a crowd out here just waving at her. And that's your fan. That's your team. Who is that over there?
Oh, my marketing girls. And one of my girls from Green Affiliates, another company that we're working on doing.
Nice. What do you guys do with them?
Green Affiliates is open for many. It's kind of, we're making an Amazon of different merchant companies on there with us.
Nice.
If you want to be an affiliate and market other products and get paid out monthly doing SEO that way. If not, I mean, for merchants, we're opening it up. We have, I mean, soil nutrients, grow tents. I mean, anything you can think of is really on that site. Anything that you need to grow, we're using cannabis ancillary items.
Now, are you
awesome?
Do you actually grow any of your own seeds here?
Fuck yeah!
I love you.
What?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
Your,
like,
what's your
though?
Grow look like?
It's what? Like, yeah, like tell us what you know. What's your favorite?
Yeah,
seed?
Favorite seed.
It first. Really depends. Like, so, I mean, and especially going to shows, I'm always like picking up everyone else's seeds and going through, trying and comparing them. Honestly, I really like lemons. I like hazes. And skunks, those three are probably like the three I lean towards more than anything when I'm looking for seeds. Generally, I do autoflowers, but it's because I'm running around so much, and like if I'm leaving town or anything, like nobody's gonna mess up my autoflowers as much as they will my other plants.
Autoflowers actually just do their own thing, don't
well,
they?
Well, it's good. It's like if you don't have a green thumb, if you're not sure you even want to spend money on a grow, like throw an autoflower in, just see if you're gonna water it the whole entire time and like
that?
Let it go out.
What is an autoflower?
So break down an autoflower, because you probably do it better than I can.
An autoflower is indica, sativa, and it has to have 10%. Minimum of 10% of like a ruderalis plant to get it to automatically flower. So it's not like a phyto or photo period seed, like a feminized seed.
So basically what happens is the plant just automatically starts to go into flower. So you don't have to even trick it into flower. You'd almost leave the cycle, and the cycle just happens
on its own.
It's going to
do its own thing. You don't need the lights on or off or anything.
And a lot of people use it.
And is it just as good, or is it different?
Yeah, it's just as good. It just depends on what you're looking for, you know? And this is where the seed talk gets deeper. It's like, do you want terpenes? Are you looking for something in specific for yourself? It really goes on to that part. Auto flowers, I think, they're easier for a beginner grower who's like, I want to tap in here and not spend too much money, but
that would
get started.
Me. Somebody who's kind of lazy, doesn't want to really.
You're
take
not
the
sure,
time.
But it becomes a hobby. You like grow into it,
and
you
got to
like,
talk to the plant, right? I mean, you got to make. It's
you
like,
got
to
love it.
You got to love your
girl. My baby.
A lot of people actually play music. You know,
yeah, they
talk
do.
To
oh,
it.
Of course.
You know, there's so much like of an art and science into
leave
actually
classical
growing really
music
good.
On for your like sativas
yeah.
or anything.
Yeah,
that's the fire.
Yeah, that's people sit there and be like, my high is better from it. Like, I have a better head high with that.
You know,
yeah.
do you find like a lot of people buy in bulk, or are they just buying like maybe a Skittle pack of different varieties? And I mean, I think you guys have thousands of strains, right?
I mean, 600 strains right now. Okay. But definitely, I mean, it goes everywhere. You get people who buy in bulk, and then you have the people who are like, I want a whole bunch of feminized and autoflower. I've seen people grow feminized right in between. They'll have autoflower plants, so they're just cycling out what they can, seeing what they can grow and the difference.
Landra, how does that even work as far as you guys getting the seeds? I mean, is there a seed factory that you grow them? Like, how does you produce the seeds?
We do have a few growers and breeders that we use. We use breeders throughout the world on that. But also on there, we are tending to move more forward and make stronger relationships with other growers here. It really depends. We do have a few farms that we were growing from ourselves, but usually white labeling off breeders who really trust and are going through their genetics and reversing, making sure that it's easier and better strained quality for the future home growth.
And how does the seed come from these plants like that, from these growers? I'm just clueless.
No, I get bags of seeds.
Yeah, I know.
Bags.
I know you
like,
get the bag of seeds.
Bags.
How do you get the bag of seeds? Like,
I have.
The
I go to my growers. We have to go. We have growers over like Nevada, California. I know there's some over in Michigan, the Vancouver Islands. I mean, there's everywhere on that part. It just depends on, you know, what we're looking for.
Where did the first rockin' seed come from? Do you know?
Oh, I don't
know.
Where did the first seed?
It's a good question. I like that answer.
Where did the first seed come from?
We'll find out at the after party. We'll find out the very first one.
And I'm now curious, Landra, as you're so well diverse and you're working with Vanco Seeds, Seeds Tracker, Green Affiliates, how did you get your start in the cannabis space? Like, what is your career title? How does it grow?
I really just was always trimming and making edibles for dispensaries, and that's all I ever tried to do. Every time I'd steer away from cannabis and I'd apply for a job, it would never say cannabis, and it was always a cannabis job. I don't know how, and I've always just like
circled,
ended up like it. I just
circled back and landed in the cannabis industry.
The cannabis industry never like let me go as much as I tried to leave it. So it was just interesting.
How old was it before you did your first grow?
Oh my God, my dad taught me to grow at like 16.
Way to go,
dad.
That's
you and Blue have a common. Yes. Look at you guys.
So, my dad literally took me like yard sailing, got an armoire and like decked out the whole inside and like painted it with me and like taught me how to grow lights, everything. Actually, the first seeds we order were from Crop King. Like he ordered them from
there.
It's like that little circle is so crazy.
What are you like 17 now?
Circle of life.
I mean, the funny
love
thing
it.
Is, Blue, as you say that, because you do look really young, and I feel like you're young to be the CEO of such a major corporation like this in the cannabis industry.
I definitely do feel young. I'm 28.
I'm young on that part.
No, she's like that part. But
she we didn't ask. We were trying to be classy men here.
But. No, but when you think about it, and you know, you've been in the industry since you were 16, if not younger, right? You know, it's almost a lifetime for some of these other people that don't understand the industry, don't understand the culture, don't understand.
Oh, people are like, what's that lingo? I'm like, what lingo?
Yeah.
I don't understand
what
you're talking
about. Yeah. It's just what I do.
Yeah, it's a different world, though, and it's like not until I step out. But the crazy part is, like, my dad's all for growing. My mom completely against it.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
My mom was not for it, completely different. So it's like I get both sides. I get, like, a black and white side with it.
Exactly how mine was, too. My mom was never with it until I started doing the show and I was doing educational stuff.
It took my mom about 7 years to become okay with me doing cannabis or any of that. And now she likes CBD. She's like, can I try?
Yeah, yeah. Now all of a sudden they want to try.
As you mentioned CBD, I see on the website you guys have CBD seeds as well, which we haven't touched on. How do those sell for you guys?
You know, CBD is really popular, especially in the Midwest on the East Coast. I think it just has a better name. It's what more people are comfortable with. You can see the comfortability in what people are ordering. But the CBD strains, I think, are great. I mean, personally, I think it's great to grow CBD and mix it in with your flower, your THC. Like, I personally don't like... I like the mixed flowers of CBD and THC, like, together, but to do your own mixture, I think, is a nice body high.
Actually, that sounds very clever, because sometimes that CBD just has such a different taste.
Yeah.
Different smell, different everything. It's not like a joint where, but you're really reaping the benefits. That's the thing I love about CBD, is you reap a ton of benefits, as you do with the regular THC joint as well, but there's just something great about having this, and there's nothing great about me wearing this mask because we're here at MJ BizCon. They force these masks on us. So we apologize if we sound a little different to
you guys.
We
sound a little muffled.
We're a little muffled, but...
Yes, and that all being said, I want to make sure I give you guys their phone number, 800-805-7835. That number again is 800-805-7835. You can email them at info@rocketseeds.com as well. Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 p.m. they are open. You guys actually
have... We're
open
24 hours. We always have people.
I was getting ready to say in the Brooklyn office, though.
I have to fix that.
Oh, that's on the website. That's your guys' there. I thought it was mine. Okay,
no,
good.
That's me.
Joe, you should know better.
We're stoners, too.
My fault
they
messed up.
You should know better, Joe.
You should know better.
I should know better to read between the lines. But at least it's there on the website. And that being said, I know you guys opened some storefronts too, correct?
We are working, but...
Are working towards that?
Are working towards... Wouldn't it be cool to have the first, like, only retail seed store?
Yes.
I think that'd be dope.
With that many seeds that you guys are growing and with your other companies that you're doing, with your ancillary products, with Green Affiliates, it seems like it's almost... in place to happen that way, right?
I would hope
so. She's
like, we'll see.
You know, I'll tell you what. You know, a lot of people don't know, but I mean, seeds can be used as, you know, eating them. You know, you season them. Do you guys have any seasoned seeds and stuff like that? Like some.
You know, I've seen other people do the seasoned seeds or the hemp seeds broken up throughout. Not yet. Maybe a future store we can get something
some
like
barbecue,
that.
Some barbecue seeds, you know.
For your ribs?
No, just
put
like
it on.
Throw it on your salad. Throw it on your salad, you know. Throw them in your salad. I don't know.
The hemp seeds throughout.
There's nutritional value to it, right?
Even if you were to germinate the seed and have like the sprouts of it throughout.
The sprouts. Oh, now you're really talking. But now would they have THC?
No, it's usually not until the plant is flowering when the THC.
So we can sell the sprouts, keep them all nice and cold, and put them on the...
You know what? Look at this.
As we come up with ideas and have fun with you and all this great stuff and talk about your wonderful hair and how beautiful you are and all this good stuff, and we're going to get ready to do the high five in the next segment with you, I'm just curious, what are your five top seeds that you love from Rocket Seeds? Because you guys have hundreds of them. But if you had to give somebody five seeds that said, these are my five go-tos.
What are they?
I would say Durban Poison. I love their Durban Poison.
And let's elaborate. Why?
Because of the THCV in there, and I was started growing with the UV light because of the Durban Poison to bring that level up because of home testing kits that I found and just trying to work on other things myself.
Okay.
So I'd say Durban Poison. I would say Original Skunk just because, like...
OG Skunk.
Yeah, I love skunk on that part. That's, like, home for me. I'd say a Kush in general. Anything that I'd look off. I always get disappointed, like, going through and seeing, like, Phylos or anything, like, the strains I thought and how similar they are just to, you know, classic strains on that part, all hybrids throughout. What did I give you?
That's two
Kush,
so far.
Durban. I like... Our Blue Dream is very nice. We have a Cali OG Kush in Haze, and I kind of like it because it tastes like mango in a way, like a mango notes throughout.
Nice.
And that one's from a Spanish breeder, I think.
Really?
I believe it is. what would be my all-time favorite one that I have to, you know what? Hash plant. I was using my rosin and like, I loved the hash plant, the terpenes off that one. I was having really good results.
Look at that. And that is very well-versed information about seeds.
You know, I just like the seeds.
Rightfully so.
You know, it all comes from the seed, though. And a lot of, I think
starts
it's,
there.
You know, I never thought of seeds until, like, I was brought into it, like, doing edibles and everything. I never gave seeds a second thought.
Right. You never give it the real credit that it needs. I really feel that way. Like, when you think about it, like, you know, oh, I need clones. Or, you know, who's like, oh, I need seeds. Like, I'm going to go straight from seeds. Which, to be honest with you, it's a much safer way to start your harvest.
Well, now you know exactly what you're getting as well, too, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you're not getting this clone that you don't know where it comes from. You're trusting your buddy. You're like, oh, maybe, maybe not. Well,
moving
who knows?
It, if it's stressed out, the temperature into a new room. Like, my big thing is taking on someone else's plan and getting, like, aphids or root mealybugs or something. And I'm like...
You know, I'm telling you, when you start from seeds, you don't have to worry about bugs. You don't have to worry about, you know, all kinds of powder mold, mildew or whatever. The problems that all this stuff comes from. I mean, a lot of people bring in other plants and they don't realize what they're bringing into their
home.
It's
like relationships, right? Problem. You don't know the problems that the other person's having.
It's exactly that.
Put it right next to
it. And you can't see it with the eye always either, you know? Yeah,
start from a plant, start from the seed.
Yeah, like, what is that?
It's Lander, the CEO of Rocket Seeds, Vanco Seeds, Seeds Tracker Tech, Green Affiliates. Follow them online at rocketseeds.com. And, of course, on social media, at Rocket Seeds. When we come back, it's the High Five with Landra. We'll be right back after this.
Take a hit, get lit, and sit back and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101. Mark and Craig, Pop Brothers at La Blue, and Joe Grande. And I want to take a moment because we got to thank Mark Karn, Solar, Jennifer Pitt, Sabrina, Franchino, Erica, Cal, Daniel, Cash, like money, for setting this whole thing up, getting here yesterday and putting it all together. Thank you, guys. And now, my favorite time of the show, Joe, the Cannabis Talk 101 High Five.
And not only is it time for the High Five, I also want to remind you guys about Viscus Vape, the ultimate cannabis vape experience. Viscus is a premium vape brand born in Venice Beach, delivering the maximum potency you could expect from the Viscus brand. Live that ride with the most pleasant tasting, ultra potent, and super smooth cartridges on the market. Viscus.life is the website. Live the life with Viscus. As we're here all the way live at MJ BizCon, we have a very special guest, of course, the young, the talented, the beautiful CEO of Rocket Seeds, Vanco Seeds, Seeds Tracker Tech, and Green Affiliates. Her name is Landra, and she'll be working tonight at the Hustler with us. Going crazy, having a good time. Not on stage, just working the crowd with us.
Joe will be working the microphone.
I will be on stage. Make sure you bring your money for that, folks. By the time you're listening to this,
that's the only reason why I came, is you were going to be on stage, well, I heard. That's the only reason.
You already seen the picture that I sent Freddie, right, with my shirt on. You already see it?
I did. I was excited. Yeah. I was like, you and Freddie both.
And the funny thing is we never met until today. I seen you. I introduced myself. Blue's all, you don't know her?
You know what?
I'm like, no, I don't know Landra.
I just felt like you were there. I felt like you were there.
And I knew it because I would remember somebody so talented and beautiful as you, Landra. You're such a warm spirit. That being said,
Joe,
we have a fun time that we like to do with everybody called the High Five. Five simple questions as we sit down with you. And it starts off with, how old were you the first time you smoked cannabis, and where did you get it from?
I was 16, actually, and on lunch with a friend.
On lunch?
On lunch. I was living in North Carolina.
At school.
At school.
I never heard school. On lunch at school. That's cool. Okay.
Yeah, we could lunch. Leave school at during that.
When you can leave out.
Okay. Go leave and smoke.
Question number two of the Cannabis Talk 101 High Five. What is your favorite way to use cannabis?
Edibles.
Ooh, right to
what
it.
Kind?
All of them. Like, I eat edible, like morning, night, day, coffee.
I got a buddy in town with some budible edible buds for you, possibly.
Yeah, how many milligrams?
He's calling me right now.
He's calling me, too. That's why I just thought of him.
That's so funny. And what is...
we can hang out.
What's your like desired milligrams? Do you know? Because I mean, some people know exactly
like
how many
Mark
milligrams.
Like Mark likes 40 million.
Honestly, I'm kind of more like Mark on that part. I'm gonna make something just super strong and crazy if I'm gonna do it. Like, I give these I make these lemon cakes for everyone, and I infuse the graham crackers with like a honey edible I make, and then we go through and we'll do the lemon with the cream cheese as well, and like just super infuse it. And most people can take like 2 bites, and they're like, "That's it."
I want like 5
that's
of
great.
Them.
I'm gonna make us some.
Can right, we get some please. For our room so that Pitt could have one? So maybe it'll take his snoring down a little bit in the Airbnb that we have
it'll
going on.
Take him out. It's
I need
it.
Something boom. To knock that dude out.
Question number 3 of the high five with Landra from Rocket Seeds. Craziest place you've ever used or smoked cannabis?
Craziest place?
The craziest place you've ever used or smoked cannabis?
I don't know if it was crazy. I don't know. I mean, like, a lot of the time I would go travel into a new state, especially like 3-4 years ago where it wasn't legal, and just bringing like mailing my weed to myself and just driving smoking it and going.
Hi, is there a package for Landra here?
That's
I'm like,
crazy.
That's
my work stuff.
That's exactly my work sent me this. I have a show. can it get here?
That's great. We just did that in Houston. So that being said, what was your craziest place though?
Maybe Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Just because I was just so amazed that it's still. I mean, they're so close to Colorado and everyone around them. I'm just surprised that they're still illegal. And over there, it's very serious.
You know, it is serious because it's a crime. And we allegedly sent it to Houston. I was kidding, just to be clear on that.
allegedly.
All right, question number 4 of the Cannabis Talk 101 High Five. What is your go-to munchies after you get high?
Oh, that's hard.
That lemon, that lemon cake, huh? I'm already doing that lemon cake.
You know what? In my office, I just have a lot of cookies. I have such a sweet tooth. I literally have the biggest sweet tooth. So anything sweet or salty, I'm
what kind of
on.
Cookie, though?
Chocolate
as my
chip,
mouth got so watery
butter,
right now.
Oreo, what is it?
It's
macadamia
more,
white
I'd
chocolate?
I'd say like peanut butter cookies and chocolate chip. And one of the girls really likes snickerdoodles. I've gotten onto snickerdoodle cookies a lot lately.
Like snickerdoodle.
Am I the snickerdoodle. Only one hungry right here? My stomach's gargling going, I could use a cookie or two.
You're always hungry, Joe.
It's Landra, of course, the CEO from Rocket Seeds with the high five here at Cannabis Talk 101 as we're all the way live at MJ BizCon in beautiful Las Vegas. Landra, if you could smoke cannabis with anyone,
dead or alive,
who would it be and why? She's like, Blue, let's smoke a joint.
Yeah, I think that's it. I haven't smoked with you yet on that part, honestly.
No,
I don't know who.
Dead or alive, come on.
Dead or alive, I mean, I don't know. Maybe a philosophy. Someone in philosophy. Aristotle, let's go somewhere back. Like the good, get high and have a good talk.
Just have a deep talk.
Or problem. Someone great from what is it? The Alien show off of History.
Let's go.
I could talk to that guy for a little bit if I get high. That would be fun
you
to smoke and get high and just...
I just geek out
you know,
with them like
talk
look,
about
just
aliens
sit there
in space
philosophize.
With our rocket seeds.
Isn't it always
it
interesting
in
to do something like that? Like I love hearing from certain people about that just take me out there no matter what it is. And no matter what field it is, when they start geeking out about something, I'm like, wow, that's so interesting.
Is that for real?
Yeah, and the knowledge that people have. So it's very interesting, Landra. Before we let you go, is there anything that you want to mention that we forgot to bring up about Rocket Seeds or about yourself that you'd like to mention on the show right now?
No, I mean, I think you guys hit it all. I'm still trying to navigate and figure this out myself with Rocket Seeds right now. So other than that, I appreciate everything. Thank you.
Well, I think everybody in the world appreciates Rocket Seeds because you guys are producing quality cannabis at the best prices out there for the seeds. Rocketseeds.com is the website. At Rocket Seeds is them on Instagram.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.